Yes, I just wanted to say that I was in Greece during the bombing of Kosovo and had occasion that the American ambassador, his name was Niles, came to talk to us. And I asked him, and when did it become permissible to bomb people without first declaring war? I believe that's against the Geneva Convention. That's the answer I wanted. But, of course, fortunately, in a way, I qualified it by saying, aren't you afraid that if that's your policy, another plane won't be blown out of the sky? To which he replied, well, that's a risk we have to take. So I think now, hopefully, they're going to have a second think about this. And the lady who was here before, to say one of the ways surely is to try and strengthen the United Nations. The Americans have purposely, I think, not supported it, let weaken it, and then say, look, it's not working. And surely we've got to go back, all of us, and to try and strengthen the United Nations, put pressure on the Americans not to work unilaterally. Their foreign policy has to be multilateral. I think Madeleine Albright said that their foreign policy to work multilaterally, but if that doesn't happen, it has to be done unilaterally. And this is absolute arrogance. And if I could, just two small points. One, I would like to say so many people are shocked at seeing in Palestine the flag waving and cheering when this terrible, terrible terrorist attack happened in the States. However, I'd like to remind people that during the Falklands War, I remember when Argentinian ships were hit and went down with all those young men on board. In Britain, there was a hell of a lot of flag waving and cheering at the same time. But I would just like to say to Dr. Polanya, Dr. Obinsky, it was very saddening that the Greek Doctors Without Borders, you probably know, and you said there are no such things as good victims or bad victims, but they were thrown out from Doctors Without Borders because they went to help in Serbia. And if you'd like to comment on that. Thank you.
Yes, I would. I know a lot about that because I was very much involved in it. It was very much a decision that I and many others inside the International Council of MSF made, and I stand by that decision. At the time, the Greek section, or what was the Greek section of MSF, essentially sought to provide what they were calling humanitarian assistance with the full public support of the Milosevic regime, and in a way that would be contrary to what are well-established basic operational humanitarian principles of independence from all nation states in the provision of humanitarian assistance, impartiality in the provision of humanitarian assistance, neutrality in the provision of humanitarian assistance, and again, independence. So without going into a further lecture or discussion or debate on that, there are some deep issues behind that. Again, it's a very complex issue, and what I would say to offer a nice little soundbite is that in situations of that kind, the manipulation of humanitarian assistance is a major, major issue. And that is what was happening in Serbia, and that was the judgment of the International Council of MSF, which is, believe me, very well experienced in the delivery of humanitarian assistance around the world.
Can we move on, please? One of the things that a number of people have said is our government or their government or someone's government should do this or that. I would like to throw out if governments have indeed the kind of power that we may be referencing.